This is the Trade Radio Podcast, brought to you by NAB, proudly fortifying Australia since 2002.
Scott Clayton, the list manager at the Suns, joins us now. And Scott, as we welcome you back to Trade Radio, congratulations on getting an All-Australian, an absolute jet.
No, we're really pleased, obviously. Great endorsement where we're going. And, good result for us. And respectfully to Sydney, he's been a great player for them. But now he launches another part of his career.
You touched on it there, Scott. It must really instill confidence in yourself that you're doing the right things as a football club, because this is really your first big player you've been able to bring in since, obviously, the start of the franchise with Gary Ablett. And you took on other clubs and you won.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. It is a real, we're really, positive and shows our direction. People see our DNA and our culture moving forward. And, it's really exciting. We just think he'll, besides the fact that he's a great player in All-Australia, we just think his leadership out of Sydney will really, be great benefit to, McKenzie, College Asney, Lemons and others. We think he'll be a great assistance to our back half.
Scotty, talking about the back half, will he play the exact same role he played at Sydney as that half-back flanker who sweeps, kicks the ball out, and then expect him to get the ball on the outside and run and carry?
Yeah, look, I think his metres gained, as you said, Nathan. His metres gained and his run and carry and ball use are quite elite. So I'm sure our team will use him in those roles. He can play wing and back and... that was a lot of the appeal is actually how he plays. We think we can really use that skill.
When did you get a real idea that Nick was going to join the Suns?
Well, as I said to you guys the other day, we asked if we could speak after his playing commitment, so we didn't catch up with him until sort of last Thursday night, and we had no idea that really until sort of yesterday that it was looking likely. So. He had a lot of things to go through, and I think he ended up sitting down with his coach, John Longmire, and respectfully sort of the whole staff there he was going to today. So he's conducting himself, amazingly well, as you'd expect. So, it wasn't until sort of late yesterday that we thought, this is going to work our way.
Now, obviously, the hunt for the new coach is on in earnest right now. Is there an update on that? Who you've been talking to, and do you hope to name a coach in the new future?
I really haven't had anything to do with that part of the business. I've really got my head in this trade period, and also the combine and looking at our draft picks and stuff. So Marcus Ashcroft's handling that, from what I gather. I'll have some sort of selection panel in place to move forward there. So I've more got my eye on the ball here in regard to what happens in the next week or so.
Scotty, a man who's put so many good lists together, the Bulldogs and also Brisbane, I'm sure that you could pick a very good coach up there.
I haven't turned my hand to that yet, Nathan. So it's in other people's hands. I'm sure, it's just really exciting. Our club's got a direction and we're going down that path, and I reckon it'd be a great job for someone. So we look forward to, welcoming someone in the near future.
3 years to Nick Malcheski, believed that it may have been that extra year that really helped him make a decision. How big of a risk or did you at all hesitate to give him the 3 years considering he is 30?
There are always considerations and we understand that, but we thought it was worth it. No doubt about that. We think that, we think he can be at our footy club, well past that point in regard to playing or further develop. We just see his leadership as much as his playing ability, sort of, great boost for us. So we were certainly comfortable in the terms that we agreed to. He's been very sound in the last, he has missed a game for a very long time and he's in great form at the end of this year. So we're really comfortable.
Will you continue to be active in this trade period? Was it the one big trade you're after? What other players are you talking to at the moment?
Yeah, no, we did that. As I said to you the other day, this was certainly our priority. We identified, a job description, if you like, in regard to the type of player we wanted and the type of person we wanted. And Nick fulfilled that requirement sort of brilliantly, we thought. So that was our priority. We'll have, we'll keep our eye on things at the moment. We're really delighted with where our picks are. Seven, we've sort of gone back now, but 8, 15 and 28 or so. So 3 picks inside 30s in combination with Nick. We'll see what else the week brings. We've got an open mind, and you know, keep saying we're you know, as an organisation, we're agile enough that if an opportunity arises that we like, we'll go for it.
Talking about the draft picks, obviously Melbourne compensation will push you down one. Is there a huge difference for you between 7 and 8?
Look, not really. I think it's a really even draft. I think that's shown in some of the trade talks that, you know, some clubs would trade an early first round to get 2 picks even a bit later. So instead of getting 1 first-round selection, they'd take 2 but sort of move backwards. That just shows how even the market's seeing this draft pool. So, you know, it is. It's exciting. There's certainly some gold there for clubs.
Scotty, what, as a recruiter, and you are known as the best recruiter probably the last 20 years, what do you look for in players that the other recruiters just don't see? I mean, you put that great Bulldogs list that played in 3 preliminary finals together, and you pick Lindsay Gilbey out of the 40s, who was one of the greatest kicks I've ever seen. Mitch Hahn was deep into that draft also. Ryan Hargrave, Brian Lake, all these players were, you know, 40 and above that you picked that nobody else were really giving much time to. What do you see in players where you take a punt on them?
I think I'm just a bit of a risk taker, to be honest. Maybe some, you know, that if I like them and see them and see a role that I see them playing and they've got attributes for that role, I'll have a crack. So probably risk taking is probably one thing. And also, I think you've got to realise that when you're picking 18-year-olds, that you're in the futures market. I mean, it's what they can be with good development and conditioning and coaching. And in a good environment, it's what they can be in, you know, in 3, 4, 5 years. Not, you know, not immediately. It's not who plays first, but who has the longest career. So there's some of the sort of guiding principles that sort of jump to mind.
Daniel Gorringe is a man, obviously, who's requested a trade back to South Australia. How did talks go, say, with Port Adelaide to kickstart possibly that happening?
Yeah, they certainly spoke about him. And they certainly, you know, and as you know, they've got Paddy Ryder happening. So we didn't progress much other than that we said we'd catch up again. We certainly haven't given up keeping Dan, who's contracted. He's overseas, and I think he's back today. So we're keen to sit down and chat with him. There's a lot happened since he's been away. So we'll do that and see what the next few days bring.
How about Dan Merritt? Where do you sit? Any chance you maybe chat to the Lions about bringing him in?
Well, we keep reading that perhaps he's up. So we did ask that question whether if it was the case. So I think they had, you know, might have an open mind there. So I'm not sure, to be frank. We'll keep our eye on that. But he's contracted, and he, from what I gather, he certainly wants to stay at Brisbane and fulfil his sort of contract in his career there. So. We'll respect that, but we'll see what the days bring.
Joined by Scott Clayton, the list manager of the Gold Coast Suns. Really good news. Nick Malcheski, a 3-year deal at the Suns. He'll be a huge addition in 2015 and beyond. Before we let you go, mate, a pretty big day for the family. Yesterday, your son Josh, father-son to Brisbane. No other bids on him. Jeez, you could have put your hand up late and probably just forced Brisbane's hand a little bit, couldn't you?
Well, I'm a bit conflicted there. It's been a tough year, I must admit, you know, being involved and watching him and seeing his ride. But no, look, our family were very excited yesterday, and he's really looking forward to being a professional athlete and getting to Brisbane and having a crack at professional footy. So no, really excited.
Now, congratulations to Josh and yourself, and congratulations to the Gold Coast Suns. As we said off the top, an amazing effort. This guy played 25 games this year, all Australian, premiership player in career best form, and for the first time in the franchise history, had to probably knock off a couple of other suitors to get him out, in particular out of Sydney. So it's a huge, huge positive for the Gold Coast Suns going forward, mate. Congratulations, and we'll talk again
soon.
Well done,
Scotty.
Thank you. Enjoy talking. Thanks very much.